Welcome to Sunday Class Dance 254 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday, 4th of January, 2026. Hello, and a Happy New Year to everyone. Like so many classes and dances in these next couple of weeks, we will begin with New Year Jig by Maureen Robson, devised to teach reels of three. The dance was devised in 1995, but adopted by the RSCDS for Book 51 in 2017, for which Ian Muir of Prestwick recorded the CD.
Thank you.
Ian Muir and his band played Maureen Robson's Jig by Peter Elms, Maureen's Jig by Fergie MacDonald, Jig for Judy by Graham Mitchell, and Raitt Castle by Ian Hardy for New Year Jig. Looking up today's date, I found an interesting fact, certainly to me, that in 1975 this date overflowed the 12-bit field that had been used in DEC PDP computers. This date bug caused numerous problems and crashes while programmers rushed to develop an alternative format. I started work in the IT department at Perkins Engines in September 1977, and they had DEC PDP computers to run their first engine tracking system. And I went back in 1997 to work on the changes needed to avoid the Millennium bug, which didn't cause the mayhem worldwide which had been widely predicted. Remember, even your toaster was going to stop working long before the days of AI, phone apps and all the integrated tech services we have now. So, we'll have some bug dances, beginning with the reel The Bug Who Came to Dance by Sue McKinnell. This begins with one setting, leading down, crossing through third place and casting up to the top again, as twos and threes dance half rights and lefts and right hand across. Ones cross, cast and turn left hand to lady facing up, man down. Right shoulder reels of three on the sides and diagonal rights and lefts will get the order to 2-1-3. Sue McKinnell usually recommends a recording, and for this dance she uses Dancing On by Muriel Johnston's band on the vintage Goldring CD. Thank you. Johnston's band played Eileen's Reel by Neil Barron, Miss Johnston by James Scott Skinner, and Put Me in the Big Chest and Tarbolton Lodge, both traditional. The Millennium Bug by Sue Pettit is our 8x Strass Bay today. A straightforward dance, three couples set, advance and retire and turn right hand, ready for a promenade, at the end of which ones cast and face first corners. Two diagonal reels of four with a left shoulder pass between them. There wasn't a recommended recording for this, so I looked for something Hogmanay or party related. Sandy Nixon recorded this track for Where Friends Meet.
Thank you.
Sandy Nixon's band played Miss Marion Oliphant of Rossi by Robert McIntosh, Lord Lindock by Peter Agnew, Piper Play the Lightstrass Bay, and Bonnie Bridge by James Scott Skinner. Next is a jig, another from Sue McKinnell, The Woggle Bug. You might be thinking I use a lot of Sue's dances, and you'd be right. But all her instructions are freely available on the internet, so it is easy to check a dance out and see whether it fits what I'm looking for. Very often she recommends a recording, so that saves me from having to find something. And altogether, she is a great asset. Thank you, Sue. The Woggle Bug is a character in the Oz books by Frank Baum. Another straightforward dance. After the first eight bars, ones are facing first corners for a reel of four, then teapots to face second corner for another reel of four. The recording is Swashbuckling Ian by Fiddlesticks and Ivory. four Kim McGarrity tunes played by Fiddlesticks and Ivory. Not Her First Choice, Maggie's Jig, It's Still Tuesday, and The Reluctant Fiddler. Our next dance is simply called The Bug by Isabel Neaves, from a book called The Pandemic Set of Dances. So I think we are with the other sort of bug which bothers us. This is a no-hands dance, though there are some close encounters, not the 2 metres apart sort. Marian Anderson's band is playing for the recommended recording. Marian Anderson and her band played Pulling Bracken, The Calgary Fiddler's Welcome to Shetland by Andrew Gifford, Alex Soames's Reel by Robert Black, The Islay Ranter's Reel by Charlie McKerran, and Wing Commander Donald McKenzie's Reel by Phil Cunningham. For a Strathspey, I went with Mr. McCaskill's Problem. Not that I knew what that was, but a computer bug is definitely a problem, and this is a 4x32 Strathspey devised by Harry Rhodes in 1997. No recording, so again I went laterally into party mode with George Meikle in the Lothian Band, and happy meet again. Lothian Band recorded the Birmingham Branch Diamond Jubilee CD in 2006 with this track of Mr. Eager's, Prince Arthur's Highland Fling, and Mrs. McIntosh of Ragmore, those last two by Joseph Lowe. Our last bug is The Lightning Bug by Tim Wilson, devised in 2009 in appreciation for Paula Jacobson, a bright spot on the dance floor. This is a three-couple jig in a three-couple set, so I've chosen Ewan's Staggering Haim to stay in party mode. Ewan played three Ian Robertson tunes, Daundering Haim, A Jig for Joan, and Corrie Freckan. The 4th of January was chosen by the UN General Assembly as World Braille Day, as it was the birthday of Louis Braille, who created the communication system for blind and visually impaired people. So our first dance in this section is a 5x32 bar reel, Polka Dot Polka, for five dancers in a diamond. A right shoulder reel up and down, a left shoulder reel across, and the second 16 bars are the progression. Each four bars, two dancers, set and change places right hand. Here are Ian MacPhail and his band with Golden Wishes.
Thank you.
Golden Wishes for Stocksfield is by Ian Thau, and then three by Ian MacPhail, Graham Johnston's Reel, Joy Johnston's Reel, and Mrs. Frances Aitken of Crammond. Next, a two-couple jig in a three-couple set, Seeing Spots, devised by Ian Sanderman in 1999 for Doug Keane of Peterborough, Ontario, on a significant birthday. I wanted a 6x32 bar jig for this, and in the end I chose Jim Lindsay with Ring o' Roses, as the nursery rhyme was possibly referring to children's rashes and other symptoms of illness. Lindsay played McCallan by Hamish Moore, Tea and Toast by Gordon Shand, and Willie Gillingham, RM, by Muriel Johnston. Our last Strass Bay is Blind Jamie by John Mitchell. Ones and fours cross, cast and dance half rights and lefts in the middle. Reels of four on the sides, right hand across at either end, then left hand across in the middle to face corners. Turn corner right hand, half left hand across in the centre. Opposite corner right hand, half left hand across in the centre. The tune Blind Jamie is by James Scott Skinner, and this 4x32 version of Jimmy's Fancy by Alistair Hunter and the Lawn Scottish Dance Band has it as the second tune. Alastair Hunter and the Lorne Scottish Dance Band played Lord Seaforth by John Sorren, Blind Jamie by James Scott Skinner, Old Lucky and Duke of Montrose, both traditional. Chris Ronald wrote Three Blind Mice as a teaching dance to introduce the three-couple Allemande. The three-couple dance can be danced in any tempo, and Jim Lindsay recorded it as a jig on the Formation Foundation's Blue CD. Jim Lindsay played Calliope House by David Richardson, Scarce Tatties by Norman MacLean, and the Jig Run Rig by Fergie MacDonald. Well, that completes the themed dances, but we will finish, as we began, in party mode, and what better than some MacPhail's Magic, devised by Anne Dix in 1993 with the name tuned by Colin Dewar. This is the Real Friends 2 recording by David Hall and his band. Thank you. David Hall's band played MacPhail's Magic by Colin Dewar, David Cunningham's Fancy by Jay McFarlane, Archie Mengus by John Lowe, and Arthur's Seat by James Scott Skinner. And we are going to play out with Gimme the Dots by Ian Robertson and Rob Alderton. Hope 2026 is going to be a good year for you. Join me again next week. Bye!